Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So it's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. And so now it is time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, and it's a beautiful sunny morning, and the angels are saying, good morning, God, morning, whatever you prefer. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master, and teacher. And I am also, as you may or may not know, maybe if it's your first time, I am a radio show host. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she actually threatened me. Could you imagine being threatened by someone in a coma? I still don't believe it. But we've been together ever since, and I truly do have a beautiful divine connection with Joan. She's left a door open. Others have walked through it. And it has given me access to the most fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it provides me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background was in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and if you don't know what that is, that's a, as Joan Rivers would say, that's a big kick-ass gun. And I offer angelic love to serve and protect. And I have come to know that love is what I am, but what's more important is love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone of my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them to gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I've come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone else's life and in my own. And my standing in unconditional love makes a session with me a place that is safe for my clients because nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. If you'd like to learn more about DC Love or myself, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that is one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. So, DC, what kind of amazing messages do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, I was guided to read a beautiful prayer. It's entitled A Prayer for Self-Love. And it was written by Ann Albers. Beloved angels, light my soul's fire. Fan the sparks and flames of divine love's desire to know itself in the eyes of creation and in me. Let me look into the mirror and see only one eternal love looking back at me. Through the windows of my soul, let me perceive myself as perfect, beautiful, shining, whole. Even as I grow, even as I come to know your love, more love, one love, fill me with the joy of being, the joy of seeing. Only love within the drop of water, a quiet pool, the ice, the storm, the waterfall, the rays of light and dark within my soul, the fears, the angers, the joy, the hope, the sorrows, all of my yesterdays, todays, and tomorrows. Give me with the bliss of knowing love within all things, and most of all, the love you see that lives and breathes inside of me, the love that never lets me fail or fall, the one eternal love that sources all. So I just felt like that was a beautiful, beautiful little, you know, prayer that I was guided to read. And Jesus wants each of us to look past the illusionary appearances and see only the divine truth. Now, I do have a little bit more in regard to messages. The next message I have is a channeled message from Mother Mary. Greetings, beloved children. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you. Love is all there is. Each of you are children of God, and you are perfectly created. Open your heart and allow love to guide you. This divine energy has the power to change everything. You, beloved children, you were created from love. It is now time to connect once again and bring humanity together. Radiate love outward to all you meet. See yourself through the eyes of love, as well as your fellow man. There is no separation. Guide your brothers and your sisters to realize the truth within themselves. Help others to see the miracles love can bring. Be an answer to someone's prayers. You, beloved children, you are an extension of my love. Help to create a shift within the divine infinite energy and remove all limitations. Let go of all that is holding you back. Simply allow your higher self to step forward, raise your frequency, and return to your true state, which is, of course, love. You hold within you unlimited potential, and as you ascend, help others to become one in love. You each have the ability to bring so much love and so much light into this world. You are so needed. Please do not hesitate to bring hope where there is fear. Within your loving heart comes my motherly love. Everything you need, beloveds, is within you. Allow me to continue to work through each of you and help you expand and awaken and receive all that is needed to manifest an abundant life. I am with you every step of the way. Life holds for you more than you could have ever dreamed. Beloved children, as you expand your consciousness, you align and become one with divine love. Trust yourself and continue forward on your journey. Open your heart to all the possibilities that surround you. You are meant to live a happy, joyful life that is filled with abundance. And remember, my love is always with you. I love you, Mother Mary. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. And so now let's tap in and see what Jesus wants to say to us. My beloved, we often speak of love. And you've heard messages of love this very morning. One of the things that most people, most humans, don't truly understand is what love is. And we know that this is because you are taught these various definitions of love, and you are taught in your religions that God does certain things and these are reflections of God's love. But so much of what you were taught about love is not actually love. We see that you are misled in so many different ways about the truth, about love, about yourselves, about life, about everything. When we are speaking of love, we are not talking about any kind of energy that requires you to do anything. Love has no requirements, none. That is why it is unconditional. It is complete acceptance of exactly what is in the moment. That's it. There's nothing more to it. It does not mean that one day you will follow me, you will worship me, you will bow down to me. I don't actually want you to do any of those things. I want you to open up to yourself, to the truth of who you are. I want you to follow your heart, to make your own choices, and to do it because that is what you choose to do, not out of any sense of obligation. Love has no obligation. You are not obligated to me. You are not obligated to God. You are not obligated. We want you to open up to love, that complete acceptance, exactly in the moment. That knowingness that everything is exactly as it is, and it is not a problem. We are talking about you letting go of so much that you have been taught to believe. We want you to know that it's safe to do that, that it's okay to do that, that you don't need to hang on to any of your beliefs, none of them. Not beliefs about me, not beliefs about God, not beliefs about love, not beliefs about life. You can let them all go. And you will not just be drifting along thinking, what am I supposed to think? You will actually move to a deeper understanding of yourself and of life and of love. So we encourage each of you to really see what love means to you. And if you want to use a pencil and paper and write down a list of what love means to you, then please do so. And then really look at your belief and realize any conditions, any obligations, any attachments that you write down about love are not love. Love is pure and open. Love is gentle and strong. Love is giving and receiving. Love is eternal. Love is you. Look at what you believe about love and let go of all of the parts of those beliefs about love that are not true, so that you can begin to live your life in true love. We love you, and we are here to help you in any way that we can. So if you have questions of us, please ask. We love you, and we want your life to be beautiful. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was awesome.
All right, so we've come to the part of the show where we accept questions from callers. So if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you call in, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. And the chat room is also open. So if you are logged in, you can ask the question there. So we will go to our first caller from area code 514. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Julius calling. I just wanted to thank you for everything you guys do. Will Jesus forgive me if I use my son's college tuition for gambling, drugs, and prostitutes?
Yes, Julius. Jesus will forgive you for that, and Jesus will forgive you for anything that you do. And you just need to accept that Jesus will forgive you. Our next caller is from area code 973. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Julius again. I had hardcore gay sex with my son's gym teacher. He came in my face. With...
Our next caller is from area code 804.
Good morning, ladies. DC, my sister. This is Brenda Bradshaw. How are you guys doing? I check in on y'all.
Oh, my gosh. Brenda Bradshaw, you know what? I've been thinking about you, and I'm just so happy to hear from you. My goodness.
Well, all you have to do is direct that thought, and you know, DC, I'm right here. Uh-huh.
Boss, my goodness.
I haven't really spoke to Barbara, but I've listened to you for a couple of years, and Barbara, thank you very much for being on the airways.
My pleasure.
I'm really blessed. I thank you for that. Thank you so much, Brenda.
You're very welcome. And you know, we've been in this little business for quite some time, all of us. And, of course, there is no time, so we can kind of just kick that off the board, right?
Yeah. Amazing. God bless you.
I am that I am that I am. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, sometimes
it
you
is.
Get those little flies in the ointment. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
We
and
do.
So, yeah, well, the fly in the ointment is a great script. It really is, because it's going to say... A lot. I love the scripts, and they're in my heart, and they're in your heart, too. I know, because I listen to you. Y'all don't quote number by number and where is it and try to find it. You know, people have to understand that y'all are talking about love. That's a beautiful thing to talk about. And we do have a lot of misinterpretations, you know. And yeah, y'all kind of straightened it out. Barbara, you did a good job, okay?
Thank you.
Well, I'm right down to the point. There's no need to messing around. We're at a higher consciousness, so we can talk. It's kind of difficult to drop down to those low consciousness, isn't it, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah. But we're very adaptable, aren't we?
We certainly
yes, we
are, Brenda.
And we never resist, because resistance is not what we're about. We're flowing, aren't we? Letting that
we
stream of
are.
Consciousness come in, come out. It's all about that. It's all about that energy. You know, and if those little flies in those ointment are still buzzing around, hey, you guys, one of these days you're going to land in that ointment. Yeah, you're going to land in it because you keep buzzing around it. Mm-hmm. You're going to get stuck.
You know what, Brenda, I just put out a little glass, and it has apple cider vinegar in it, and a little bit of Dawn detergent, and it actually attracts and, you know, brings those little flies, like, right down into that little glass. So I have that out as well.
Well, yeah, I found out how to, we have inspections in our building. I live in a senior HUD building, and we have inspections, and we have them yearly with looking for bed bugs and whatever kind of little pest. And they come to my
okay.
door, and I said, I don't believe in bed bugs, nor do I believe in roaches. And they just look at me. And I said, well, if I believed in them, I guess I could create them. Oh, they just love me in this building, okay? They love me, really, truly. And so I said, go ahead and do your inspection, but while you're here, I'm going to do a reading for everybody, okay? Y'all just look at me, okay? And I give them a little tidbit of life, and they say, ha, like that. I just love it. I don't really scare them all the way down, you know what I mean. But what I do is I tell them, I said, you're in my space now. I mean, you asked to come into my space to look for something that's not there. But I'm looking at something that is there, and it's inside each one of you. So you see, everything has that purpose, right, people? Oh, yeah, baby, we've got agreement. And purpose is what it's about. We're in a season, and whatever season you find yourself in, you might be in a storm, but, honey, I walk above it, and so do these ladies here. Because we are the eye of the storm. I tell people that.
Yeah.
So you can create all the storms you want. You can bring it on. You can call in on the show, and they'll look at that storm, but they'll see you inside that storm. You can't see yourself because all you see is a storm. Ooh, baby. This is called visions, baby. We're all having them. We're having dreams and visions. Yes, we are, and that's why I flipped to that. I've been working everything y'all been working, and Lord Jesus Christ, we know that's the light. And we know we're going to follow it all the way, man, because I'm not stuck in that tunnel, people. I don't think these ladies are either. That tunnel was an illusion created by those that don't know that the light is where we are already. Yeah, you can get in that dark place if you want to. Not these ladies. They're walking in the light. Y'all have any comments?
You're amazing, Brenda. I'm just, you know what, you brightened up our morning for sure, and we love your energy, and we loved everything that you've, you know, said. So I'm blessed, and I'm grateful that you came in this morning.
Well, I was summoned. Oh, yes. I listen to God, like y'all do. When he says, get on the horn, I got on the horn. But I was invited. It says, I look forward to speaking with you. Aha, how about that? It's like, I look forward. Well, you can look forward, but I'm on it. Thank you so much, ladies. Peace be with you. And you're rising up and you're laying down. What'd you say, darling?
I have to say, and let Barbara know, too, the first time I connected with you, Brenda, you said, you don't know who I am, do you? And I said, no.
No.
I was honest, no.
No.
So it was really funny. And then the next thing you said to me, I hope you don't mind talking about ghosts. Because you're surrounded by them. We burst out laughing.
Yeah.
This is so cool. I had just moved to this beautiful mountain that I now reside on, and you told me when I moved to this mountain, my energy opened up.
Well,
so
DC,
I'll never forget those words, Brenda, you know?
Well, DC, that's what's going on here, you know, because I was named a prophet at age 11, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't take it. We don't take it immediately. We got to go through that mess of mistakes like y'all were talking about. We're going to have to make mistakes in order to know that it is a mistake. You can't do something unless you experience it. You can't understand it. So we go through this little trials and tribulations. So, I mean, I'm 69. I'll be 70 very shortly. And God kept saying, okay, when are you going to flip? When are you going to move into what you really are, your authentic self? And I said, okay, right now, and it happened. So that's what we do. We go through this non-acceptance, and we hit acceptance finally, but it's an inside job, like Barbara said. It's all inside you. Everything that's going on is you. You are that you are. And once you get to that point, hey, it's smooth sailing, people. You're riding the wind. And you can't see the wind, but you're riding in it. You might feel it. Because I know a lot of times I feel that wind. Don't you, DC?
I do feel the wind.
Barbara's being kind of sit back quiet there, girl. What's Barbara going on with that bee? Because you know I know the bees because I'm a bee. We're the family people. We're the family people, Barbara. We're putting the groups together. That's you, me and you, Barb. We're in that. And, of course, D.C., she's so loving and kind. She's got so much to give. She keeps filling it up every day, and she keeps giving it out. But she's a receiver, too, because I talked to her about that at the beginning, too. When she has flipped her switch to giving and receiving, like Barbara said this morning, well, I've been listening to you guys in spirit so long, I thought, well, maybe I'll step into some communication in the world. Woo, baby.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
All right, you can get some calls now. We done hired it up here. So let's bring in some people that are out there, in there, and with you right now. I'll be gone, but I'll be here. Always.
Thank you, Brenda.
Love you, baby.
Blessings of light, friends.
Love and light. Bye.
Bye. Oh, she's an awesome lady. Really awesome.
Yes, she is.
So when I connected with her, like I was guided to connect with her, and I didn't know who she was. I didn't know why I was connecting, but I listened, you know. One of the few times, Barbara.
Well, you're listening more and more. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try our next caller, area code 323. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Damien, I just want to apologize for that Julius character. That was just horrible.
Well, it wasn't you, so you don't need to apologize for them. What can we do for you?
Well, will Jesus forgive him for having hardcore homosexual sex with his son's gym teacher with jizz everywhere?
Of course he will. Jesus forgives everything. And our next caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Julius. I shaved my wife's head when...
Okay. So... I don't know why Julius...
Well, apparently he does need our energy. So I'm sending him love and light, you know, Barbara. Even if he's calling in and acting crazy, he's still on a higher level. He's asking us to send love and light to him, and I'm doing that.
And I do that too, and I'm you know, asking guidance, okay, what exactly is it that that he needs? And I'm hearing the word understanding. So
Yes.
We're sending you lots and lots of understanding, Julia, so that you can you can actually move forward with your life instead of thinking that your only purpose is to make calls and say things to see if you can upset people. We don't get upset. We don't need to get upset. That's not who we are. This is about you and what it is you are creating in your life. So you need to decide whether you want to continue to, I'm hearing the term class clown, to continue to be a class clown, or if you actually want to create your life. And we're talking about a beautiful, wonderful life where you can experience the love and the joy and whatever it is that you find to be desirable in your life. So it's up to you, you know, how you want to live, and we respect that, and we're not trying to change you. You have the complete freedom to be who you are choosing to be. And we send you love and understanding, and you don't need to keep calling us. And but if you do, well, you know, you're not going to get to say much, but hey, if that makes you happy, so be it. Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 908.
I've been huffing my sister's used tampon. Hi, I've been huffing my sister's.
And we are going to area code 818.
Hello, I gave two women.
Okay. And apparently Julius has a lot of phones. 908. Okay. So I don't think Julius is at a point of listening yet, and that is absolutely fine. So, DC, is there anything that you wanted to share with everyone? Did I lose you, DC? Are you muted and
yes,
not realizing it?
You know what? I muted myself and I was talking up a storm. Oh, my goodness. I just want to say, you know, thank you. And I know that, like, the messages that we brought forward, the channel messages, were absolutely beautiful. And, you know, that they've been well received by others. And maybe we've done our job for today. I'm not sure, but I feel really wonderful. I'm filled with, you know, the beautiful vitamin G, and Brenda coming on, you know, that was amazing as well. So I feel good. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty good.
I do too. And I was actually thinking we should end the show early today because of some clearing work that I did earlier.
Okay.
Shall we try one more caller? And
yeah, we'll try one more.
Okay, area code 856.
Hey, guys. I hope you guys have a better show.
You know what, hon? All is well. We're just going to go with the flow. Can we have your first name, please?
Sure, it's Rose Maria, and I was like, let me call in so they can have a better day and forget the rest of them.
But that's very, very kind of you, and we're happy to connect with you.
No
very
problem.
Happy to connect.
Thanks for taking my call, and whatever you can get, I know there's been a lot of changes in my state, in Jersey. So first day of spring, we had snow, so it's melting. So whatever you can bring, I know there's changes, so hopefully something better.
You're a beautiful soul, Rosemaria. You are so beautiful. I'd like to start off by saying that.
I appreciate it. You too, guys.
Okay, so I'm getting from Mother Mary. You know, you've got to have faith. There's a situation in your life that's sort of testing your faith. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much right now, to see if I still believe it or if it's going to happen, yeah.
Well, everything is going to, you know, it's going to be taken care of. You've just got to, you know, have faith and know that in the divine time, it will, you know, there will be a solution, okay? And oftentimes, it's not the way that we expect, hon, okay?
Okay.
So Mother Mary is with you, Jesus is with you, the angels are surrounding you, and they're saying have faith because, you know, you are going to have a beautiful tomorrow. And the angels, you know, are saying if you could see what we see, you know, you would no longer have anything but faith, okay? So just continue to count your blessings. They could be small blessings. They could be large blessings. But remain in that attitude of gratitude, okay? And I'm getting like sort of like you may have been feeling a little bit sorry for yourself lately, okay? Maybe thinking, my goodness, my problems aren't as big as others, but, you know, that you know it's okay. But your problems are just as important as anyone else's, hon, okay? You have not been forgotten. And Mother Mary assures you that your prayers are going to be answered, okay? So for today, try to see, you know, what is right, you know, with everything that's going on with you, okay, Rosemaria? And not what's wrong. And you're going to see that, you know, more and more blessings are going to come your way. Just try to stay optimistic and focus on everything and everyone that you're grateful for. Do you have, like, a gratitude list?
Yeah, not too many on it.
Okay, but when you get up in the morning, you could be grateful that, you know what, that you're here for another day. You can take a nice warm shower. You could, you know, have something, you know, to fill your physical body. You're able to eat something. There's so many things to be grateful for. And as you, you know, start, even like out loud, say maybe two or three a day, you're going to see that you're going to be in a better state of mind, and your blessings, you know, are adding up, and your life is changing because positive is really coming into your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm sort of getting like you have like a little bit of a lack of focus lately. Okay,
yeah, a little
and
bit.
The angels
tired.
Are saying, you know, that you. Right, so you can accomplish whatever you'd like to accomplish. Okay. And just by, you know, getting into that attitude of gratitude, I feel like that's going to help you to get the ball into motion too, hon, okay?
Appreciate it. Cool.
And I'm also getting, you know, you can't let, you know, people or things in your environment control you, hon, okay? This is a time for a shift, okay? And it's going to help you to reclaim your power, okay?
Cool.
And when you do, you're going to be able to, you know, you're going to, you know, say, this is what I want to create in my life, okay?
Right.
And just as the seasons have changed, you know, your attitude and, you know, what you, you know, you've been thinking about is going to change. And it's going to go in a direction that's going to be positive, okay? You're going to make the changes that you want to make, that you need to make, and that you desire to make, okay?
Right.
And the angels are going to help to motivate you, hon, okay?
Cool,
so,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so just like hang in there and know that, you know, everything does happen for a reason. And if we look, you know, if we look deep, sometimes like really, really deep, we find that there is a blessing within whatever we're going through at the time, okay? And
okay.
I'm getting around you like there's conflict in your life, okay?
Okay.
So
we're
going to, you know, ask you to come in and help you with that conflict, hon, okay? I'm getting the letter B around you, Rosemary. It's usually a person. It could be a first or a last name. And if you don't, you know, understand that right now, just write it down, and you will when it comes. Okay, the letter B.
Okay.
And I'm also getting the letter I. Okay, there's going to be two people that are either here now or they're coming. Okay, and one of them is going to bring more light into your life, is what I'm getting. Okay.
Okay.
So just, you know, just hold on to that And at this time as well, the angels, you know, are with you. They're holding your hands, and they're walking beside you, and they're inviting you to take the next step on your beautiful journey. Even if you can't see beyond the first step, that's okay. Just take that first step, okay? This is not a this is not a time for you to be resistant, because the angels are going to help you to be exactly where you need to be, okay? And as you go, you're gathering more and more beautiful information along the path, okay? This is going to be a beautiful divine journey that you're on, hon, okay? So allow yourself to be guided by the angels, and you won't be sorry.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay, and that's basically what I have for you. I hope that helps, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. Many blessings.
Thanks.
Okay, so here is the message that Jesus has for you. My beloved one, it is important for you to really look at what you believe. You have a lot of beliefs that are not true, and we want you to let them go, because hanging on to them actually limits your life, and it is time for your life to become fuller, richer, in every way possible. So we would like for you to dedicate a little time each day. Write down some of your beliefs. Ask yourself whether or not these things are actually true. And remember, in order for them to be true, they must be true for every single being in existence. Not just you. We're talking the beliefs that are universal. So many of your beliefs are not universal. They are much more personal. They are beliefs about what you should and shouldn't do. They were taught to you by people who basically wanted you to do what they thought you should or shouldn't do. And you accepted them because that's what people do. But you do not need to keep them. It's okay to let them go. It's okay for you to move forward in your life. It's okay for you to be happy, to experience the joy, to experience all of the wonders of life. That is the path that you are on. So allow yourself to make progress on your path. Your life is opening up, which means that you have to let go. Don't be afraid. Just let go. We are with you always. And you are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Cool, guys. Appreciate it.
You are welcome, and thanks for calling in. We appreciate you, too.
And thank you for taking my call.
Okay, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too, guys. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Barbara, I have to ask you, was your mother or your grandmother a baker?
Not really, no.
Because I'm smelling these delicious scents. Like, it smells like all these different baked goods. So I'm just wondering. Oh, my goodness. I'm smelling cookies and breads. And so maybe it's someone listening in, but I do smell like these beautiful baked goods. And just to let you know that that beautiful woman is still with you in spirit, and she's watching over you. It could have even been our caller, I'm not sure, but I just felt all these beautiful. My goodness, I wish they'd share their baked goods. I have to ask you a question myself, Barbara. I was connecting with a woman who needed guidance yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And as we connected, I only have like a single line. I don't have like call waiting. So if I'm talking to someone on the phone, as I'm doing now, no one can get through. They can leave a message, but they can't get through. And about four times, the woman's, you know, she has call waiting, and my number came up four different times. And I felt like it was her grandmother that was able to get through, and she just kept, you know, ringing the phone that my friend was on, and, you know, through using my, like, number, of course. And I said, I know it's your grandmother. She's just trying to let you know that she's there, and she is listening to this reading because you're not listening. But I have a thing with grandmothers. They always get through no matter what's going on. If I'm giving a reading, a grandmother can always get through. So has that ever happened to you when you were, like, speaking with someone, like, on your phone and, you know, a number kept ringing and it was, like, your number, but yet you're on the phone?
No, I've never had that happen.
Yeah. So that's what went on, like, yesterday. It was kind of crazy. But it was just, and the girl was going, oh, it's you, you're calling me on another line. I said, well, I don't have another line.
Oh,
but it was, in fact, and Grandma was trying to make her, like, listen better, I guess, and resonate with guidance given.
Well, you know, we get all of these messages, and just because someone has passed over does not mean that they are not still there and they cannot still talk to you. We keep telling people that, so this is just another.
Yes, oh, my goodness, yes. We certainly do, and it's just, it's so funny because, you know, we do what we do and we're, you know, at times, like, I just sort of not take it for granted, but it's just like, you know, like, it is what it is. And it happens almost like, you know, like these occurrences happen almost daily. So for us, you know, it's not that big of a deal, but for others, when they connect with us and they don't have the same things happen, I mean, it was like a major experience for this woman. She was just like, oh, like, it was just so funny. It's almost like looking at the eyes of a child, like through the eyes of a child, you know, so it was really something.
Yeah. Wonderful.
It was
beautiful. Okay, let's go to our next caller from area code 917. Hello, who's this?
It's Julius. I want to apologize for everything. I'm just in a bad place. Will Jesus forgive me? I gave my brother oral sex when he was sleeping last night. What should I do?
Well, you shouldn't give oral sex to sleeping people. But you already know that. Okay. We're going to the caller.
I'm getting, the angels are saying that Julius may, you know, get more guidance from another show as well, Barbara.
Who knows? Okay.
Calling, and I don't feel he's getting what we need to give him.
I don't think he's listening, but that's okay. Area code 631. Who's here?
Hi, it's Julius. I volunteered at a homeless shelter and masturbated into all of their.
Okay. So, Julius really, really needs some attention. I just don't know who it is he needs that attention from other than himself. So, DC, that's it for our callers. So we can wrap it up for today if you are ready.
You know what? I am ready. I have little Jackson here, and he's ready too. He said, Grammy, he wants me to get on the floor and play his car. So that's what I'm going to do.
Okay,
play cars with little
Jack.
It does.
All right. Well, we will be back next week at our usual date and time. And we hope that everyone has a wonderful weekend. And don't forget to really look at what you believe about love so that you can make changes in your life to create a life that you can actually enjoy living. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.